time Rabbeinu HaKadosh, how he was zeichet to the title Rabbeinu HaKadosh, that he himself testified a few things that he didn't do. We have, I think it was four things, right? Number one, lo yistaka b'milah, he didn't look at his bris milah. Number two, he never put his hand below his belt. Number three, he never looked outside of his dalet amos. And the fourth thing, which is not commonly put together with this group here, is that he says lo nenesi afilu ketz b'ketana. He didn't have hanoah from this world, even from a little finger. He didn't indulge in physical pleasures. So that's why he was called Rabbeinu HaKodesh. And that's the sugi here. What does it mean, Kedusha? Chazal asked him, his own Talmidim asked him, his colleagues asked him, why was he zeichet to that name, Kodesh? And that was his answer, that he did these hanhogas. So again, just to be misakim what we learned before, that the taklis, all the mitzvahs, as in the Tosfos and Yevamos, is Kedusha. Vis kadishtem zu mitzvah saseh. Tosfos says every mitzvah saseh and every mitzvah lo saseh is really two mitzvahs. It's the mitzvah itself, tefillin, and vis kadishtem. It's the mitzvah losav ashel b'cholav imo, naring bosen cholav, vis kadishtem. There's a mitzvah vis kadishtem on every mitzvah. It's a double on every mitzvah. That's a raya. That's one of the makaris that Tzadik brings, that every mitzvah, every single mitzvah, the taklis of it is to bring Kedusha, because otherwise why is it connected with every mitzvah? Let it be connected just with one or two mitzvahs, or have a separate mitzvah on its own. Why is every mitzvah a mitzvah vivis kadishta? However, now we have a shtickle stira, because Rabbeinu HaKadosh said he was called Rabbeinu HaKadosh not because he did mitzvahs. Rabbeinu HaKadosh was called Rabbeinu HaKadosh because he did things that he didn't have to do. So that's the sugya here, which we have to be mevarer, is what is Kedusha and how do you get to it? The Gemara says, who else is called a Kodesh? Anybody know us? Well, who else is called a Kodesh in the Torah? Not in the Torah Shabbat Pen. Torah Shabbat Ksav, who's called a Kodesh? A Nozir is called Kodesh. Why is a Nozir called Kodesh?
Afraid.
Yeah, because he doesn't drink wine, that's all. It's called Kodesh because he doesn't drink wine. Because I'll say that's the reason why it's called Kodesh, because it's perish, there's perish miyayin, there's no isser miyayin. So again, you have that would be a raya that the isser, that the mile of Kedusha, or the name Kodesh, is affixed not because of the mitzvahs a person does, but because of what he doesn't do, or what he does or doesn't do that's non obligatory, something that beyond the realm of the strict halacha of the all encompassing halacha. Akopanim, so says the Ramban, Parshas Kedoshim. Kedoshim to you. So what does Rashi say? Rashi says to you, Prushim min Arayas, to separate from Arayas. The Ramban says no. The mitzvah of Kedoshim to you is to Prushim min Amuta, to separate yourself from that which is Muta, is the mitzvah of Kedoshim. This is a big machlokas Rishonim. What's called Kodesh? What's called, that's a mitzvah saseh, Kedoshim too, Parshas Kedoshim, Vayikra. What's called Kedusha? What does it mean, mitzvah of Kedoshim too? So Rashi says, separate yourself from Arayas, and the Ramban says, other Rishonim also say, it's to Pushim min Amuter, to separate yourself from that which is Muter. That's Kedusha. That fits Rabbeinu HaKodesh. Rabbeinu HaKodesh, why were you zeichet to be called Rabbeinu HaKodesh? Why was he, in his time, called Rabbeinu HaKodesh? Because he was Parish Min HaMutar. Now, Apsodik says something very interesting. Okay, well, let's look at the Nozer for a second. What else does the Nozer do? He doesn't take a haircut. Well, what's the big deal? Doesn't take a haircut. How does that make him a Kodesh? So the Maisa, the famous Maisa in the Gemara, that Bon Nazir Echa Min Adoram, there was a certain Nazir who came and he had the beautiful, beautiful locks, they're called, right? Beautiful. And Shimon Atzadi asked him, Mora Isa, what in the world make you cut off such beautiful hair? What's going on here? So he told him he was by a water hole, and he saw his reflection, he said, wow, gosh, I'm beautiful. He was a geschmack looking guy. And then he clapped himself and he says, oh, what's the Yetzirah trying? Labdeni min ha'olam. The Yetzirah trying to destroy me from the world. So he said, the Yetzirah is trying to destroy me from the world. He says, and he swore at the time, he took on Naziris, agaleichecho l'shamayim. I'm going to cut you off l'shem shamayim. Why? He says, because what was he trying to accomplish, that Nazir? And Shimon HaTzadik, when he heard the story, he said, ah, he says, there should only be Nozer and Naziris like you. That's the only type of Naziris that he would accept it as a valid reason to be Nozer and Naziris. Nozer and Naziris. So he said, why? Because he was bothered by what? He was bothered by Hirhur HaYetzer. What was his Hirhur HaYetzer? Oh, you're beautiful. So what? Is any Yisur in saying you're... They see them all look in a mirror, but is any Yisur to say you look beautiful? No Yisur. That's again a Maisa Porish Mena Mutter. What was he worried about? He was worried about, even though it was Mutter, that it brings to Hirhur HaLev. It brings to Hirhurim that if I'm so gewaltig, you know what the next story is. But he is bringing a raya from here that the Zohar Kodesh says also by Yosef HaTzadik, right? It was Misalsal Pesaro. The Zohar Kodesh says if a person sits around and starts making himself look beautiful, so the Yetzirah says that Dilihu, he's mine. All right. That's why the Chassidim is so machmir on mirrors, because the Zohar Kodesh says if a guy plays around with his hair, beautifies himself, his Zohar says, I got you. Where you got him? Where'd you get him with? Or what? Is there any Easter? Is there any love in the Torah of making yourself look nice? You know, love in making yourself nice. And there is takano. In the end of all this shmooze, there's no Easter making yourself look nice. What's the Easter? What's the problem? The problem is Hirhur HaYetzer. The problem is what it does to the Yetzer Hora. That it elevates and inflates the Yetzer Hora. That's what Chazal said when he was messing around with himself. So the Chazal say, Zhinini Mishadeh Kamoch Esadov. This is... You're starting up with the Yetzirah, because I'll send you a bear. Who is the bear? It's just Potiphar. You know, try and get rid of her. But so you see here, Chazal connected the Misalsal Bisaro, which is make himself look nice, with Gilirayas Mamish. With Mamish Gilirayas.